This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Working on big news developments during the break. We're going to have a lot of special reports tonight on the Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central. Okay, I apologize to John and the other callers. I pushed back our guests to go to them. I get so mad on just the Vatican stuff and the Israel stuff and the Russia stuff because, I mean, I've been called, when I was against the Iraq war, it was in newspapers, and they were saying, Alex must be on the payroll of Saddam. Saddam didn't attack us. I was on the side of being informed. And look, I'm not bitching. Johnny doesn't need to call and say, great job. Hey, listen, Johnny, thank you for caring. Thank you for being a listener. We're all in this together. I mean, look, I'm honored to be here. Please don't thank me. What I get mad about is some of the public that's so ignorant that we're really trying to go over the facts here that are incontrovertible in most cases, and they just are angry thinking everybody's got to work for somebody. And I started thinking about it, maybe because I started my own business and run my own operation, I understand a lot of folks don't work for somebody. In fact, my whole life's about not working for somebody. And I think that's why I get mad about it, is because it's not true. But go ahead and make your points about executive orders, sir.
Okay, Alex. Donald Trump already come out and said that he was going to vacate a bunch of the executive orders that Obama's done. So what he's done is he's passed the torch over to his compartment, in his czar's nation that he established, and they're going to try to do it by way of just proclamation. We're going to do this now. Okay. So Trump has got to move forward and get this thing done. But here's the issue. Here's the main issue that everybody's missing, is our country is unique across this entire globe in the fact that the people are supposed to be in control. That's the essence of self-government. And the founders, when they were drawing up our articles, they decided that we were going to stay in this position where we're not led by anybody except for what we need to take care of ourselves. And we're going to be a defensive nation. We're not going to be aggressive anywhere.
And that's because they were studying William Tell in Switzerland that was only 100-something years old at that time. And if we'd have done that, wow, can you imagine?
Now, you think about this. The first two articles, they put so much importance on populating our representatives and paying them, that those are the first two articles of our Bill of Rights, which should more correctly be called a Bill of Prohibitions, Articles of Prohibitions. You keep your hands off of this because this is the people talking. You do whatever you want in your Constitution.
That's right. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. It means you don't have a jurisdiction. You can't touch it.
But here's the thing. We put out a call for the people to get off their butts and force our states to ratify the original first, which is the division of the congressional districts. And then we're going to eviscerate this criminal cabal that we've got destroying.
I agree. If we go back to the full Constitution, it'll break up the gerrymandering. There's a lot of good stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But all we need is people. We've got a population.
But see, you're so informed, Johnny. You sound like you're speaking space alien, not to our general audience, but to a new listener. I mean, have you seen how dumb the people are we talk to and that Mark Dice talks to? They don't know what planet they're on, bro.
Yeah, I hear you there. They try to give geography to them one time. You know, where is Missouri? Come on, guys, where is Kansas? It's the flyover area. Nobody pays any attention. And here's an analogy I like to use when I'm dealing with these people, is what we've done is our founders created this awesome machine that was going to take care of not only us, but most of the world. And then when we get our chance to run the machine, We turn it on, we walk away. So, yeah, somebody's going to come in and take over that machine and just tear the hell out of everything.
That's right. Well said.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
From the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Hard to believe.
69 doors.
2017. And the globalists are pulling out all the stops. Trying to start a big fat war in the Middle East to derail Trump. And hand him a big old hand grenade with that pin pulled. All the globalists sit there across the room smiling as they jump in their escape hatch, waving the pin in our face. How many times have we laid out the fact that in the last month or so that Obama had, he will try to start a major war? You don't think that Russian passenger jet marked military flying with 90-plus members of the choir blew up over Sochi by itself, do you? They've given surface-to-air missiles, including Stingers. Not just the other systems that only go 2 miles, but the actual Stingers that go 5 miles. They've given them to them, and they shot down earlier this year the Russian aircraft over Egypt. This is the third Russian aircraft they've shot down the last few years as punishment for being in Syria. And they killed the Russian ambassador as punishment and two other diplomats. And now the head banker for NATO just got found dead behind a building in the middle of nowhere, shot by somebody else's gun. So the hot war is kicking off. The Russians are trying to say this stuff isn't terrorism because they don't want to have to respond. They're hoping Trump gets in. and now Israel has been told that, well, the U.S. abstains, so the U.N. universally votes to say that they've got to recognize a Palestinian state, basically, and have no right to settlements. And the word is John Kerry is preparing another U.N. resolution that would officially recognize a Palestinian state. When the Palestinian state officially says they believe Israel has no right to exist and will, quote, drive them into the sea. Now, let's say I don't like Israel, which I don't dislike Israel. I also don't fawn after it because it's got some big leftist elements to it that are involved in our domestic operations. I don't like that. But let's just say I was against Israel. Would I still want them to be attacked and to have the Arabs attack? They have nuclear weapons, 400 to 600, it's estimated, of high-tech use. That means nuclear war. Just like I'm not a Russian agent, but let's say I hate Russia. I still would want to have a war with Russia because I don't want to have the end of days take place. Now, Matt Bracken joins us at the start of the next segment. I want to go to a few more of your phone calls right now, and then later, but I'm not going to push it back anymore. But about 45 after, Bracken and I, because I know Bracken covers the subject as well, we'll get into AI being embedded in the home. Now, what I'm telling you, I told you 20 years ago, because MIT and others talked about it. Now, the reason I'm covering it is it's ubiquitous. I have about 50 articles, mainstream news, admitting two things that are key that I'll tell you coming up after we take a few of your calls and then cover geopolitics and what other crises Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, highly recommended patriot from my sources inside the intelligence community, to be able to talk about things that are open source info but are also the classified assessments that have been taking place. And again, the good news is our military and most of the intelligence agencies are awake and know what's happening. They know there's an attempt to bring down our country and cause a civil war. The problem is Obama is so arrogant, so full of himself, so delusional, and so is Hillary. They're going ahead with a plan to start a big fat war and then hand it to Trump. And that's the plan. You've seen them try everything they can. Turn loose the Arab Spring, flood Europe, flood the U.S., open our borders. Now they're moving to the next level. We'll get Matt Bracken and his breakdown on that here in a moment. Chris in Georgia, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, hello, Ellis. How are you?
Good, my friend.
Yes, before my actual topic, I want to say, how is Trump anti-American if he doesn't want war with Israel? That is what the globalists want to take power. So the argument the first caller made is plain out bull. But the reason I'm calling is for Pence. You keep saying the elites may kill Trump. Are you saying that on the basis that Pence will follow the globalists before the American people? Because Trump would only be killed if Pence would do something Trump wouldn't. For an example, Israel and TPP. So why do you say they would kill him?
Well, they wouldn't have mainstream media promoting it in every major newspaper and magazine that I've seen. I mean, hundreds of them saying kill Trump and then doing nothing about the writers and Hollywood producers calling for that if they weren't trying to foment violence. It came out in the WikiLeaks. They're trying to foment violence at his rallies and hoping somebody would kill him. I don't think Pence is a bad guy, but he's more of a mainline kind of Christian conservative who is more globalist than Trump. I don't think it was a bad choice, but I do actually have concerns. I don't think Pence would be in on that, but I think the whole thing claiming that Trump is a Russian agent is an attempt to create an atmosphere where you could get rogue elements, leftists in the government to try to kill him. I mean, I think that's something I'm really concerned about. I appreciate your call, Chris. Let's bring Matt Bracken in now to kind of co-host for this segment, taking calls with us, to get his take on what the caller just raised. Matt Bracken?
Yeah, it's going to be definitely an interesting short period of time here. I don't think that there's necessarily a conspiracy. I don't think that there's like a secret room in the EU and Brussels where they talk about how they're going to do this. It's more like a common jellyfish brain. That's where they're all tending to go.
Sure, it's an atmosphere.
You can give truth serum to Ben Rhodes and his brother, the president of CBS, and they'll both swear that they're not in, you know, cahoots to start this war with over Israel. But they all the jellyfish are swimming hard in that direction. That's how I would look at it.
Sure, and I mean, you the folks have some issues with Israel. Let's just throw that out there and say, sure, Israel is some things that aren't perfect. It's different political parties. It's like any nation. The obsession with it, the mental illness, and now trying to start a war, don't people get that Israel has nukes?
Yeah, Israel has nukes, and they have what they call the Samson option, which is, you know, if they're before they get pushed into the sea, they're going to take out every Arab capital, plus Pakistan, et cetera. So they're And unfortunately, though, they did surveys in places like Pakistan that said, if we could nuke Israel, wipe them out, kill all the Jews, but 100 million Arabs would die, that overwhelmingly is supported. It would be worth it, even if our capitals were nuked, if it's the end of the Jews. That's the extent of the hate on that's been built inside of the Arab mind, the Muslim mind, for Jews, the extreme hate on, to where they'll even send their, you know, 7-8-year-old daughters out as suicide bombers. This comes from an incredible hate. Tying it back to the left in the United States, you see the professor with the, all I want for Christmas is white genocide. You see a course out in Wisconsin at a major university.
The problem with whiteness.
With whites.
Yeah.
Yeah, the problem with whiteness. This is what you do before the Hutus and the Tutsis go at it. And this is what you do before the Serbs and the Kosovo Albanians go at it. You whip up this hate on.
And by the way, let me just stop you because this is so key. In the WikiLeaks are literally hundreds of emails saying our culture control isn't working. We need to go to demographic warfare. That's the top Democrat saying demographic warfare means race war. And they're out there priming it to an insane, insane level. This is just crazy.
Then when you just see the lack of social control, when you see what's happened at the malls and you think this was for fun, it was organized mainly on social media, you know, something cool is going to happen at such and such a time and place. But imagine people with so little control that they'll go to a place where they think there will be fights looking for excitement. Imagine if the power is out, the water has not run in a week, the food is completely out of the apartment, then what? I mean, look at the lack of social control today on full stomachs with electricity working. Imagine in the dark. So today, I think the next form of warfare, I'm not as nearly as worried about ICBMs streaking across the polar ice caps. I mean, that can't be ruled out. But I'm much more worried about cyber attacks that don't come with a return address, that just target our biggest Achilles heel, which is our cities being...
And Matt, if you look at the Soros... Sure, if you look at the Soros attack plan, they could launch the false flag to destabilize us. They're the ones that want to destabilize us. They're the ones trying to hand Trump a destabilized Middle East. They admit that. Why do you think Obama's doing this right at the end? It's not just about his legacy. This is about handing Trump a crisis.
Yeah, not only that. It's about holding on to it. It's analogous to the Billy Bush tape. You know, the network had it a year ago. They waited. It was like having the ace up the sleeve at the poker game back in Tombstone. They waited, and then they dropped the ace at the perfect time with the Billy Bush tape. They fought. It still didn't work. Well, this is Obama maximizing his leverage, doing this at a time when it's, you know, just obviously a backstab to the incoming Republicans and to Israel. Like you said, it's a hand grenade with the pin out being tossed to you, a hot potato. But it's crosses a lot. You know, you talk about red lines. This crosses every Israeli's red line. They're now saying, forget about the West Bank, forget about the settlements, put that aside. They're saying East Jerusalem is not, we're trying to get a resolution, it's passed. East Jerusalem is occupied territory. That means the holiest sites in Judaism and Christianity should be under Muslim administration. And anything short of that will be, you know, that will result in boycotts of Israeli products.
This is spectacular arrogance. And the majority religion within the religion of Islam, 80%, is Sunni Wahhabist garbage. They have said they want to blow up the holy sites in Jerusalem.
Sure. And remember also, this shows the preeminence of Islamic supremacism. This is supposedly their third holiest site after Mecca and Medina. Muhammad never visited. They kind of airbrushed and rode in a hallucinogenic horse ride to Jerusalem in a dream by Muhammad some point after his death or while he was taking a nap in the cave or somewhere. So they wanted to draw this powerful, important, critical geographically and otherwise city into the Islamic orbit. So they just declared that it's their third holiest city. Why don't we just declare that Mecca is the second holiest Christian city? I mean, you know, it makes as much sense. But to have the threat of Muslim control, and that's backed by the UN, is huge. This means that Trump...
Sure, that's why we got you on. We've got to go to break. But, I mean, listen, the Islamists now blow up their own holy sites if they're Shiite. So there's a lot of Islamists that want to blow up the Christian shrines that are in Jerusalem. They want those removed, is my point. And I could see Obama there in the future speaking Arabic with a plunger blowing up, you know, the Mount of Olives or something. We'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Katie Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Your phone calls are coming up to start of the next segment. Chris in Indiana, Dustin in Florida, Richard in Tennessee, Mike in New Jersey, Andrew in North Carolina, and others. And that'll be it for calls I take in this hour. In the fourth hour, David Knight comes in along with Owen Schroyer and others with a lot of breaking news and analysis. Then we have the nightly news returning this evening, 7 o'clock Central. Normally, we have a Christmas tree physically in the studio, But this year I thought, with our big video wall, why not shoot some HD video and then add snowflakes to it of the Christmas tree in front of the Texas Capitol? We did just that. And we actually got some emails and comments saying, I'm offended by your Christmas tree. Well, don't watch or listen to the show if you've been taught to hate our culture, what's left of it. So I thought, we're just going to bring it back since people don't like it. That's the level of bullying we see with the anti-Trump people in the streets, the daughter of Trump being attacked on a plane. This is their attitude. All the folks that are getting arrested now in Florida trying to go kill Trump. This is getting really, really serious, and so I wanted to have Matt Bracken on to co-host with me in this hour and take your phone calls, because what does it signify, crossing red lines to, on Hanukkah, hold on to this thing that Obama had been developing for years, as Bracken said, and then put it out on the most important Jewish holiday, that's undoubtedly the biggest Jewish holiday, hands down, comes at the same time as Christmas, but, you know, lasts for over a week, and to do this, to stir things up with all this racial and religious and ethnic and cultural division. And then on top of it, sign a bill that says the Board of Governors of the FCC will now be over all media, not just broadcast, but cable TV, print, internet, naming InfoWars in the committee hearings, and that they will decide what can be on the air and not, and basically take Cash Sunstein's plan from 8 years ago and start censoring. I mean, it actually says it. Fining us, suing us, blocking us. So Obama is doing all this at the end as if he's not leaving or something, or as if he doesn't think Trump's going to be able to reverse it. And then other people say, this is my question for Matt Bracken, well, can Trump just appoint a bunch of czars and with executive orders reverse this? Well, Obama's doing it by executive orders, but also by law. And what does it say? That the Republican House and Senate went along with this free speech killing legislation that they call, listen to this, that they call Countering Information Warfare Act. But then it goes on to talk about how the Department of State with the Secretary of Defense, the Director of National Intelligence, that's all the agencies, and the Broadcast Board of Governors of the FCC to establish a Center for Information Analysis and Response, which will pinpoint sources of disinformation, analyze data, and intrude dystopic matter, that's from the bill, now I'm reading off, develop and disseminate fact-based narratives to counter effrontery propaganda. This is a short segment, long coming up. Matt Bracken, what do you make of all this red line crossing? Doesn't this signify they're getting ready to exponentially do something more? Because this is already a 10 on a 10 on the Richter scale.
Well, when I read about the FCC stuff, I think, you know, thank God that Trump was elected. It's like sinking a U-boat when it had 15 torpedoes left. If we hadn't have sunk that U-boat, those 15 torpedoes would have done a lot of damage. Now, things like the FCC regulations, I think that they can be put aside by Trump if he wants to. They have.
But don't you agree we should be hearing that then?
I'm not sure what Trump's priorities are right now in terms of dealing with, you know, the bigger issues like Jerusalem and, you know, this the UN thing. I mean, what the next big moves, next macro moves on the chessboard are pretty easy to suss out. This is a very brilliant move by the enemy, including our president, Obama. It's a very brilliant move because you've already got the Russians, the Chinese, and the Iranian blocks hostile or against us. Even though we might work here,
sure, they've already got the Middle East turned up to explode. Now they're going to enter.
But now you've just split the West. Now it's going to be America plus Israel, Trump and Netanyahu versus countries like Spain and New Zealand. So you've just split the alliance because we're going to have to do counterpunishments against Spain for what happened on the Security Council, which should have never happened because this is an Obama move. This is an Obama moving the chess piece play. It had nothing to do with
it. And don't you agree it's a very aggressive, violent move?
It's a very aggressive, violent move. It's an existential threat to Israel to say that as of the time that resolution passed, East Jerusalem, which is, you know, the Wailing Wall, the original king temples, Christian sites like Calvary, all of that, that's going to be under Muslim control. That's an existential threat. And he just, by doing this, he split the West, putting countries like Spain and New Zealand.
I agree. Stay there then. We come back. Before we go to calls, I'll give you the floor for like 5 minutes. Matt Bracken, what does that signify the next move will be? As you just said, split the West, plunge the Middle East from being in total chaos into war. tie that into the Russian planes getting shot down, the ambassadors. This looks like the build-up to World War I, but now with nuclear weapons. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info.
We are go. By the way, I've covered a lot of news today, but maybe 25% of what I had to cover. I'm going to shoot an extensive piece or two from nightly news tonight because this is so important. I kind of feel like I'm letting you down because I'm not getting upset enough about what's happening. You know, it just came out a few months ago, and even the Jerusalem papers picked it up, where George Soros was plotting in WikiLeaks a way to overthrow Israel. There it is. George Soros criticized by pro-Israel groups as conspiracy theorists seize on Open Society Foundation leak. I love how, what newspaper is that? The London Independent makes a joke, calls a conspiracy theorist when it's in his Open Foundation saying the plan is to overthrow Israel and make it a UN state. With the Pope, who now says open Europe up to Islam. I mean, you see where all this is going. And I'm not against the Catholics, folks. I got a lot of friends that are Catholic. This new Pope is not a Catholic by any real Catholics stretch the imagination. But you can see the geopolitical systems. You can pull up the WikiLeaks. Just Google George Soros, WikiLeaks, Israel. And you can read where they're talking about how they're going to censor our media, how they're going to end our free press, how they're going to overthrow Israel. And it's just crazy. So I wanted Matt Bracken, before we go to some more phone calls, people like Chris and Dustin who are patiently holding, and get into where this is going, because I don't see how George Soros, who seems to be in charge of most of this, has that much energy at almost 90. And now every time I turn around, he's behind it. Gun control, open borders, anti-Christian stuff. He's a weirdo, Nazi collaborator. He's got Hollywood and the left behind him. A lot of leftist Jews are behind him. And it's just crazy to know that they're actually moving forward with this, starting wars with Russia. I don't want that, so I'm called a Russian agent. I don't want war with Israel. I'm not an Israeli agent. Never been to Israel. I'd like to go there sometime. It's very historic. But it's just the level of insanity. What do they think they're going to get out of this? I guess order out of chaos. So your take on that, Matt Brackett, and then what comes next as all these red lines are passed? What if Kerry does come out with this resolution that reportedly Netanyahu's worried about? It's up on InfoWars.com, that completely recognizes Palestine. Well, Palestine says they don't recognize Israel. What does that then trigger?
Well, this is going to be a huge crisis. And what's going to happen next is, well, to back up just a half step, but we have to understand that what's being broadcast in the entire Muslim world right now, especially, of course, the Palestinians, is that the UN, the legal sanctioned body of the world government, remember, UN's not even a country, so that to them the UN is the big Megillah, has declared that the Israeli occupation of the West Bank and East Jerusalem are crimes, that Israel is an outlaw state. So what we're going to see at the city level and inside of Israel is a massive intifada, where they're going to, for example, start assaulting Jews anywhere near the Dome of the Rock, throwing rocks down at them, all of that, daring them to do anything about it. Then they're going to progress into an intifada stage, throwing rocks at the police in East Jerusalem, saying, get out, you're occupiers.
And this will then be taken as a green light for bigger attacks in Europe and the United States.
Well, the next thing that happens, though, is that it's going to put the UN versus Trump and Netanyahu, Israel and the U.S. So it's very likely. I mean, even Krauthammer last night said they should turn the UN building into a new Trump Tower and sell condos. You know, the movement, the thinking about either withholding funds, which would be a first step, the 22%, the couple billion a year we pay to the UN, withhold their 22% and maybe even ask them to close the building in New York at some point. But this will be the whole world, the globalists, versus what they will portray as the rogue outlaw United States and Israel. So you've already got like Spain and countries like Spain and New Zealand, you would think would be safely on our side, are going to find themselves on another side of this divide. It's going to be the U.S. plus Israel versus the world, with Trump saying, I'm leaving the U.N. And without the U.N., without the United States, it's no more than the League of Nations. And we know what happened. The League of Nations was, you know, a precursor to World War II. So, but as far as how the war will unfold, I'm not as worried about missiles crossing. There's this new step now in a new form of warfare, which we've seen how it works with Russia versus Ukraine. You know, you can, like watching the Spanish Civil War in the 30s, you can get some ideas about how World War II is going to be fought, you know, with Stukas and Blitzkrieg, things like that. But now looking at Russia and Ukraine, they don't just fire artillery. They gave some guys a missile that they shot down the Air Malaysia, Air Indonesia. But in general, the next step, there's a step short of shooting down enemy planes, which is turning off Kiev's electricity. So we can already see how this will work at a state level.
Sure, we've already seen them blowing up the power plants and blowing up the power lines, and we already see them using jihadists.
But last week in Kiev, they turned out Kiev's power just by corrupting their data so that the engineers were looking at gibberish on their screens. That was a warning shot to the government of Ukraine and Kiev. And we're going to see, instead of, you know, a fail-safe scenario with B-52s and ICBMs, what we're going to see is cities having their electricity go off and everybody on the other side saying, don't look at me, I don't know what you're talking about. But when the action-reaction is going to be, I think, more going against infrastructure grids, because you can do that without leaving the missile trail through space.
Sure, and then even the stay-behind networks of the globalists could probably stage attacks on our grid and blame it on Russia. They've set the table for that. So geopolitically, Matt Bracken, then we're going to calls, looking at this, Is this arrogance by the Soros globalist, by the Rothschilds, Rockefeller combine? Or do they really think putting the world in this crisis, they'll be able to maybe put enough pressure on Trump to direct him? Because it seems to me it's a major miscalculation. Let me ask you the second part.
I think it's desperation. I think it's pure desperation. They didn't think Brexit was going to win. All of their fake polls didn't matter, all their, which are just psyops. All the fake polls, you know, ABC, fake news ABC, saying a week before that Hillary was up by double digits. That was the big lead story in all the media after that ABC poll. Trump is just collapsing. You know, she's up by 12. All the psyops, all the polls, the people are now seeing that these are just psyops.
You're answering the second part of my question. Sure, you're answering the second part of my question, Matt, before I got to it. So let me throw it out there. Is it calculated? Because as earlier you said, it is, you know, very, very cunning, but it doesn't work, because then it just separates Americanism versus globalism that much more, and then discredits their entire push. So here's the problem, though.
It works. Well, it works. It works as far as if part of the goal is out of order chaos and that they wouldn't mind World War III. In that sense, yes. If it blows up, blowing up is all right to George Soros.
Sure, it only works if you're completely insane.
But you know, he's got jets that can cover, he can land in any continent in 10 hours. You know, he's not worried about himself or, you know, people that matter to him. The rest of us are, it's like the Greek gods just looking down and playing with the humans, you know.
I was about to say, there's also a phenomenon in history with old, powerful men. They either get real sweet and give everything away, or they tend to get more maniacal and start thinking of end of days, death cult stuff. And Soros has talked about this before. He believes he's a messiah, and if he can't have things, people should just die.
And if he can't be victorious, I think that he would rather at least see that his place in history, you know, the virtual Mount Rushmore, will have his face on it, because every history book written in the future, good, bad, or good or bad, George Soros is going to be a chapter. George Soros led to World War III and the death of 100 million. Or George Soros led the new global order and was the first George Washington of the world government. Either way, he sees himself on top of history. His days are slipping. Even with all the, you know, Swiss blood transfusions and the, you know, baby fetuses probably being put in his morning Wheaties, it won't last forever. You know, he probably has new organs. He probably has a lot of things, but his body is going to eventually completely fail, and he'll be gone. They can't stick his – if he could, he would stick his brain into some 25-year-old's body. But he can't do that yet. The next best thing is to burn it all down, take it all down, either completely victorious, first George Washington.
Sure, and that's the psychology. And at this point, George Soros must be stopped. He's done enough. We know he's a criminal. What do you think about the leftists, though? Like you said, all these crazy professors coming out and saying whites are inherently evil, let's kill them when they're white. What do you make of the left in this giant hysterical meltdown, so upset that Donald Trump wants to cut their taxes? I think it shows what a mental patient cult it is.
Yeah, brainwashing works is what I take from it. You know, the North Koreans that are, like, you know, wailing and sobbing when they hear bad news about the last dear leader dying or whatever, they're not faking it. Brainwashing works. You can even brainwash white people to hate their own background, skin color, culture, everything about themselves. And the only way they can expiate their guilt and shame is to, you know, somehow do whatever you can, like this white professor calling for white genocide. That's the depth and success of brainwashing. Brainwashing really works. And there's nowhere that brainwashes better than our universities.
That's right. They take young, scared kids, put them into these group forums, and just bully them into submission. And it's truly, truly sickening. I want to take a few phone calls here with Matt Bracken, and then when we do the next segment, we'll get into some of this whole AI thing that's invading the home. And then I'm going to shoot a special report tonight on it. I've really not been procrastinating. It's such a big issue. I haven't gotten to it yet. Dustin in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Well, first off, I want to say Happy New Year's to you and the crew.
Thank you. Thank you.
Matt Bracken as well. You guys are awesome. Well, never mind the trolls, Alex. The warmongers, obviously. You know, Obama is just George Soros' puppet, like we all know. Let's just hope the AI doesn't take the sociology of George Soros. But
that's a good point.
For instance,
where do they put George Soros' brain in the AI computer?
Yeah. Also, when it comes, I'll let you guys talk about the AI in the home. Obviously, that's a huge problem. But, look, you know, obviously the artificial intelligence for the new cyber war, the space war, the ground war, the nautical war is going to be very key because, again, these are super intelligent, almost conscious, you know, systems that we're all leaking information into. Just like you've said before, you know, every single thing we do from the Facebook to the Twitter to the where you swipe your credit card at to where the GPS is on your phone to, you know, just everything.
Sure, and they admit they're building a system to be omnipresent to predict the future. They admit the AI is supposed to be all-controlling. That's how it becomes artificially intelligent, and it's hooked into billions of us in real time making decisions. So you can argue we're all nodes, and it's already conscious, so they can program it to program us with the way it feeds us information. That's what Google said 17 years ago when they were founded was their plan. And the argument is it's already AI. I appreciate your call. Let's get Matt Bracken's take on that.
Yeah, I think that maybe you reach a saturation point and something happens that brings the entire, you know, that crashes the entire system. For sure, the power of computation has allowed us to, you know, run this whole just-in-time economy. The food goes from the field to the supermarket just perfectly. So we've leveraged our populations way beyond the normal carrying capacity in cities like, you know, Los Angeles, San Diego, Phoenix, that only have local water, very little local
time
water.
Time bombs.
So we think that we're, you know, replacing God in a sense, perfect knowledge. Some huge master brain will have perfect knowledge. It'll be like the movie THX 1138. You know, everybody's at a console just being told when to sleep and when to go to work. But I don't believe that. I think that we'll see a huge system failure.
By the way, Bloomberg admits his plan is like THX 1138, where a console tells you everything and, quote, he programs it. I mean, these are megalomaniacs.
But and the problem that I see is that millennials and maybe with each generation older, a little bit less. But I think that children and millennials will absolutely wait all night, like, you know, before Black Friday, they'll wait all night to be the first one to be chipped. If the chip is going to give them, you know, broadband access everywhere, they wouldn't. The whole notion of personal privacy draws a blank stare from them. They could care less.
And what's crazy about this is the phone is already a chip you carry around the tracks that traces you. You watch these videos of riots and shootings and insanity all over the country, and it's little millennials and kids walking around looking only at their screen, leading them through all of the insanity that the hive mind has brought them to, and you can see the true fall of humanity.
Right, and that's why the reason my new novel is so long in coming, I stopped to write some pretty big short stories like A Last Brave New Babylon, which I hope people will Google that title and read it, because there's a real bad worst case scenario for a system failure because we can't feed ourselves. You know, you can fool yourself in a lot of ways. It's easy to fool yourself. Think that through the normalcy bias tells us that, you know, millions of people can live in places like Los Angeles and Phoenix forever. Well, let me tell you, without electricity and water moving, they can't. Just like the Anasazi people in Chaco Canyon, New Mexico, those people, they built big cities, then they outran their ecology, so to speak, and just
That's right.
Crashed.
And the globalists admit they're setting up a system where it's artificially going to start imploding. They're going to use that for social engineering and then finally let it completely implode.
They'll never be able to control that. It'll be a runaway. It'll be a runaway chain reaction.
I was about to say, look at hundreds of thousands starving to death in African countries every few months. Hundreds of thousands starving, death, murder. First the zoo animals, then the house animals. Now they're eating people in Venezuela. The media is trying to cover it up. Total insanity.
Any country, forget Venezuela and Africa. That's, you know, being.
No, I agree, but notice how we just don't think about that.
But in a war situation, I'm not worried about the missile over the ice cap. I'm worried about some hackers, you know, could be Russia, but we won't be able to prove it. Turning our lights out. Our cities are time bombs. Without electricity, our cities are as vulnerable as if they were.
And I'll say it again. The Russians have said they don't want to do that. It's the globalists that are the masters of this. They've put everything in. They've got the kill switches. The number one suspect is the Obama types. If they can't control it all, they want to burn it down. Obama told Africans, you can't have credit cards. You can't have credit cards. You can't have cars. You can't have air conditioning. They're already telling us. Go ahead, Matt.
But Russia will be the boogeyman, just like with the election. That was another tell. That was another giveaway.
they're preparing them to be the boogeyman in the future, saying if there's ever a cyber attack, we're going to blame Russia.
The Russians did it, just like they stole the election from poor Hillary. So yeah, they no matter who it is, it's almost sure that wherever the whatever the fingerprints are on the mission will be false fingerprints.
That's right. You know, let's take a call.
They used a Cyrillic keyboard. It wasn't the Russians. You know, for sure. But we won't know. We won't know. We'll be debating years later who killed the power.
It's
but
an incredible time, Matt. Matt Bracken is our guest. Matt Bracken, stay right there. Again, is it better for people to visit your website, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com, or the Gates of Vienna?
.com. I just post some of my short stories are posted on Gates of Vienna. You can look for me there. But my short stories are floating around the internet, also on Western Rifle Shooters Association, which isn't a target practicing club. It's like Western as in civilization.
That's right. And we're going to be right back. We're going to be right back on the other side and take more of your calls in this segment and the next. I promise I'm going to get to Chris and Richard and Mike and Andrew. And I don't do this thing saying I'll get into AI on purpose and then not get to it. It's just that I keep backing things up because there's so much breaking news as we speak. Briefly, we have free shipping that went through Christmas. I'm extending it into New Year's Day. Free shipping store-wide, and we're trying to sell out everything because Texas has an inventory tax, a franchise tax. So we're selling out of Supermel Vitality. We sold out of the colloidal silver. We're selling out of a whole bunch of the products. Check them out and support the broadcast. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Band CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, CATIarmour.com. Come and take it.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now, Matt Bracken has been co-hosting with us in the fourth hour. We're not talking over each other. He says he's excited, I'm excited. These are desperate times. We're sitting here historically, and every major political analyst says this is the type of stuff that started World War One, World War Two, all the same parallels. But you're also seeing really positive things happen, and you're finding out who's who. I'm not saying Trump's perfect or Israel's perfect or any of this, but Trump is promoting Americanism and sticking with our allies and what we've always done. You turn the Palestine, as they call it, Israel, over to the Palestinians, they'd be killing each other in 5 seconds. It'd be a new civil war. No one in that region will even take them in because of this. No refugees. We're supposed to take refugees. Obama has accelerated refugees being brought in 80%+. That's on Infowars.com just the last month. And year over year, it's even higher than that. There is a larger plan to bring down the West, and it's very, very sad to see. And it shows the mental illness and really the villainous attitude of the globalist. Let's go to Chris in Indiana. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
All right. I have three quick points, and it's kind of a little report, some ideas I have to bring up, and then I want to ask a prompt question, an important question about the countering.
Okay, go ahead, brother. I know folks are used to being screened. You're live on air.
Thank you so much. Jesus gave his life for me, so I give my life for him. I love everybody, man. I can't stop loving everybody. Everybody's part of this creation, and we are one. I'm experiencing Trump euphoria over here. I started a new business early November. It was super successful. I made a couple $1,000.
Well, that's fantastic, Chris. Let me ask this in the interest of time. It says restrictions on the press, harder to find the truth. What's your question or comment?
That was what I wanted to get down to. That's the critical one where it comes into everything. All the cookies. Pachinik was right. I mean, all the interviews and what we're all talking about. Pachinik was right on the money every time. I love and Bracken, Matt, it's an honor to have you on with us. The NDAA restrictions, the Countering Information Warfare Act, going to make it a lot more difficult for us to bring about.
Well, not all, but we need to stop it. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. I'm glad you're excited. We need to stop it from happening. We need to say you can't restrict the free speech. The FCC under the CIA and the Department of State doesn't have any right to do this. This is a Cass Sunstein plan that got rejected 8 years ago. We have to say no to them, not just make preparations for it to come into play. Like, if I see you in helmets, I'm going to start shooting. Let's stop it from ever getting to that point. And again, as Bracken said, it's kind of like their submarines getting blown up. They're firing torpedoes as we speak. Their subs going under. They already launched the torpedoes. Trump needs to take those torpedoes out. So I'll take his analogy and go one further. They got their torpedoes off. Trump has to address this. We have to make a big deal out of it, Matt.
Well, for sure, censorship and control of means of getting new knowledge, that's what it's all about. As we've been talking about since the election, the left can't learn. You know, they're stuck. They're trapped in a lot of their own biases and their own mindset. And so they now think that the key is just get rid of Alex Jones, Rush Limbaugh, Breitbart News, et cetera, go down the list, and get people so that they can only listen to ABC and NBC, CBS, New York Times, Washington Post. I think that ship has sailed. Now, Europe, though, like in a lot of subjects, Europe provides like the canary in the coal mine. They don't have a First Amendment. And in Germany, you will get, you know, warned, arrested, lose your job for saying things, nothing even, not nearly.
Fined. So again, that's what Cass Sunstein called for.
Yeah, so control of knowledge, control of information is key. And it's going to be a battle to see if they can accomplish it or if we would just keep making workarounds. I mean, if we had to go to the point of saying, all right, I won't say, communist. I'll just say, you know, our brothers of the left. I mean, they'll have a term of censorship and we'll have a term that's a euphemism.
That's right. Historically, it only makes resistance intensify once censorship takes place. Give the spirit of the people strong, it becomes a big game kicking their butt. So the answer is get more involved than ever. They'll be back with the fourth hour. I'll introduce David Knight, but 5 more minutes with Bracken.